like to share with you about a topic that I know comes up to many of us in our lives at different times, different seasons, different days. And I really feel like I have it on the heart that I need to share about it. Now, it happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was at work and rock up to work thinking it's going to be same old, the same area of work I'm in, the same section of what I'm doing. There's a group of us doing the same work. And about 10 o'clock in the morning, we all got told, stop what you're doing, we've got a meeting on. So we go to one of the meeting rooms and we get informed that we're about to do a 5-day training in this new division area that needs work on and immediate work on. So they've chosen so many people to learn this new training. And you might have learnt some of it before in your past, but it'll be added on something you've never seen before. And then we're going to action it and show you how you're going to use this training. Well, as the day, so at 10 o'clock, we got told by lunchtime, we were all in the training. It's often a lot of it online, watching videos, doing little quizzes and things to see if you, what you've just read or listened to, you can implement into practical things that they get you to do. And then, so we thought 5 days of training, fine. Rock up to work the next day and they said, oh, we've been told by the department above us or the managers above us, they need the training done now. So we're going to do the training by the end of the day and then you're it the next day or so. Now, there'll be people that can help you a bit if you get stuck. But it's like, oh, my goodness, 5 days of training in a day and a half and they want us to then the next day be available, ready to answer questions, do whatever we need to do. And like my heart rate went up, my mouth went dry. I thought, oh my goodness. So then you're really trying to listen, really trying to concentrate, take it all in. You go home at night and I always share with my husband that I'm brain dead. I've been concentrating so much, looking at screens and things and I can't think anymore. I can't read anymore. It's gone. And I rock up the next day and I felt, oh my goodness, I'm so fearful. What am I fearful about? I'm fearful of the unknown. Even though I've been taught this little bit of training, what does that mean? Where am I going to use it? How am I going to use it? What if I can't do it? And all these thoughts came into my mind. And then I had to speak to myself. Rosemary, everybody else in your department is in the same situation. There is people there that they often send for a day or so. They call them floor walkers, where they help you answer some questions that maybe you can't answer. Now, you're relating with other people who ring in with questions and you need to answer them. And if you don't know, well, then you're going to put them on hold and research and find out the answer. So we're all in the same boat. We all have the same access to try and get some help. I'm going to learn and develop it as I go along. And most people are patient if you say, look, I've just got to check on that to give you the correct answer. And it's more like, you know, you don't want them to put them on hold for so long because you need to find the answer. But it's amazing when you squash down the fear and really focus what you can do. And I felt like God that night when I was reflecting upon it, that God was saying, do not be fearful of the unknown. Because that will make you more anxious. It will make you not be able to focus as well. And then it made me reflect upon, you know, this was just a little work situation. But aren't we fearful of, we go get blood tests and tests done because we think we have a lump and there's something and they've got to go for, you know, ultrasounds and tests. And because of the unknown factor at the moment, we fear, we think it's going to be bad. We try and prepare ourselves for whatever the doctor might tell us. We're fearful, you know, of even just, you know, simple things. I know younger, not just younger, but people going in to do exams and you're fearful of, have I studied the right stuff? Am I going to do the right answers? We're fearful of, you know, will things work out for me in my career? I'm, you know, finishing school, choosing something or changing careers, have I made the right move? And you might not be fearful in crazy fear, but it's still anxious, still concerned. And I just want to encourage you to really hear the words of Scripture, the words from Jesus, the words from God that share with us, do not be anxious, do not be fearful. Now, Jesus reiterated it so many times in the New Testament, but you know, God told Joshua in the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 3:22, you shall not fear them, for the Lord your God shall fight for you. And I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, you have only begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth that can do according to your works and according to your might? Joshua was reinstating what God had said, do not be fearful, for I am your God and I will fight for you. And it says he basically reminded himself who God was, what God does, the great works, acknowledging the Almighty God. And in doing that, you actually squash fear down. You contain it. Doesn't mean you still don't have sometimes of those normal human natural emotions, but it doesn't get out of hand. It's the same when Jesus was sharing so often, do not be fearful. Do not worry about what you're to eat, what you're to drink, what you're to wear, what's going on, how, because you can fill in anything. For does not the Lord God care for you? Does not the Lord God look after you? He knows what's good for us. He knows what's good for you personally, and he will provide for you. You know, it's a rare situation where there's a whole lot of people fearing about the same thing. But think of COVID. The whole world has been on fear mode, I guess, in, you know, for so long with COVID. Now, we need to do the right things and we need to listen to what the medical people share with us. Be masked, be isolated, care for yourself, care for your family, keep safe, do all the right things. Then we also trust in God. God says, do not be fearful. You know, maybe, because I know of one lady who I share with every week, her mother died of COVID. Now, she was quite elderly, but it's still not a good thing. But in trusting in God, we need to trust that God's going to call us all home at one stage. And if that's the way it occurs, that's just what has happened. It wasn't their mother's fault. She was actually in a nursing home and there was an outbreak and a lot of them got it. We didn't know enough about it back then. We didn't even have many people vaccinated. I think we were still waiting for the vaccines to be developed. And I trust that God was one day going to call her home. It wasn't very nice that only so many people could go to the funeral, and I was blessed enough to be able to zoom in to the funeral service, and it was beautiful. And I'm not denying how sad and hard it is, but let us not be fearful of the future, fearful of what may occur. We could be walking across the road and be hit by a car. Let us not be fearful then of even stepping out onto the road. We have to do the right things. We've got to look where the cars are. We've got to make sure we've got good, steady shoes. We've got to, you know, care for all of those things. And then the rest of things in life, we just need to trust in our God. Do not be fearful. Don't be on edge. There are so many unknowns. You know, how will we provide for our families? Will I still be employed? Will I still have my work? So many businesses who have had to be shut down during isolations. Some of them have not come back up again. And, you know, it hurts me when I hear that situation. But can I ask you, don't be fearful. Trust in God that he has a better plan, that he is the next steps for you. Trust in him. He will fight for you. He will help you. He will provide for you. He knows what you need. He knows the desires of your heart. He actually put many of the desires in your heart already in you when he created you. So please trust in him. You know, the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, by definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God, and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. There's so much there. Don't fret. Don't be anxious about anything. In every circumstance, in everything, wherever you are, petition and pray. Thank God where you are that he is looking after you. Lord, you are almighty. You are wonderful. You are magnificent. You love me to bits. I give you my life. I give you where I am right now, my circumstances, my everything. And I ask you, I petition to you, I plead with you, would you come and would you help me in the needs that I have, the needs to provide for my family, for myself, for the career, for my employment, my health, whatever it might be. And you know, God will send his peace, his grace, his Holy Spirit will overpower you with peace. It will be yours. Take it, and you will be assured that you will be cared for, that you will fear nothing from God, and you will be content. You may not get back to the career that you had. You may not get back to the employment or the own business that you had. But be content that God will care for you. He will provide for you. He will give you what you need, and you will be content. And you will be at peace, and you will know that the Lord God is caring for you. And on times when you don't feel like that, because feelings can come to us, especially late at night, especially when we look at our bank balance, especially when we look at the cupboard and there's no food, that's when you pray even harder. That's when you petition God even harder. That's when you thank God that he is the Almighty God and he cares for you and loves you and he will provide. Years ago, I read a book by a wonderful gentleman called Gerald Mueller. And he ran an orphanage. He ran a few orphanages, actually. And there were days when he went to the cupboard or went to his purse and there was no money, there was no food. He got the children all to prepare the table. They all sat down at the table. And there's many days when they said grace and thanked the Lord for what he would provide for them. There was no food. He hadn't told the children there was no food to bring to the table. And as they prayed, as the prayers finished, there was a knock at the door. It was the local baker who said, oh, I baked too much today. I've got leftover bread here. Would you like it? So he put the bread on the table. He went to sit down. There was another knock at the door, the greengrocer. He said, oh, we didn't sell it and we got too much broccoli and potatoes from the farmers, so we're going to give you some. So he had broccoli and potatoes to feed the children with the bread. And time after time after time, he was praying one day he needed to fix the gas heater so the children could at least not be shivering in the cold. And he organised someone to come and fix the gas heater, had told them, I don't have the money right now, but by the end of the day, when you've finished fixing this, I will have the money. someone knocked at the door, had an envelope in their hand and said, I need to give you this. And it was exactly the amount of money that the gas bill was at the end of the day. What faith. We need to thank our God where we are. We need to petition and we need to pray. And we need to not be anxious, squash down that anxiety. Or, Lord, I give you my anxiety, and trust in him, and let us see what he will do. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear loving God, you are almighty, you are magnificent, and you care about every one of us. Lord God, when we feel anxious and fearful, remind us not to. Remind us to carry those scriptures in our heart and on our lips so that we can speak them out and we can trust in you. Lord God, we desire to trust in you more. We desire that you would work in our life more. May we be thankful where we are, and may we pray and petition and trust in you, that you will overcome all things and send us the peace that only you can send. Help us to squash down these emotions of feelings or these emotions of fear. Not disintegrate them, because that is part of our humanity, part of who we are, but may we give them to you so that you can use them for your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name, we pray.